Look to that steel.
Just put that fucking thing on and let it rip.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. They said we would never be back. Nick, you would never guess who tried to stop us from being back this week.
Who, Brett?
Brett not looking at his tour schedule correctly.
What'd you do?
Man, I thought I only had to do two shows on this cruise ship, right? So I've just came back from New Zealand. We've been cruising around for like 4 days. I've had the best time ever. Mm-hmm. So much fun. I love the boat. I love the crew, whatever. Last time I only did two shows on the second night.
Yeah.
Didn't look at the schedule properly. So you know what? I'm on the plane. I'm drinking champagne. I'm drinking vinos. I'm having Jim Beam. I'm on the boat. I see my mates. I've ordered a bottle of champagne. I'm drinking more beers. I'm having the best time ever. And then someone's like, you're on in about an hour and a half. And I was like, no, I'm not. And they're like, you are on stage in an hour and a half and your sound check's in like 40 minutes. And I was like, fuck off. Looked at the schedule. Fuck. Just had to go have like a 15 to 20 minute nap. I was like, man, I reckon I've had about 8 or 9 drinks, probably more. And just like full panic mode. Like, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to survive this. And then they changed me into a smaller room. The big room was for Nikki Britton that time. I get the big room the next time. This one's like a small pub room.
Yeah, right.
Which is like, okay, if I'm a bit looser, that's better, you know?
Yeah.
Turns out the audience were about 8 times drunker than me.
Yeah.
In a 50-minute set, I did 2 jokes. I was just doing crowd work / crowd control for the whole time. They were the wildest audience I've ever played to.
Oh, my God. Man, really?
Yeah, a guy got up.
But it was like you were just – you were wrangling them. You weren't fighting them. You'd wrangled them.
It was wrangling. It was fighting. It was crowd work that was funny. Then I would bomb. Then I was the best comedian ever. Then I was back to bombing. Then I would be getting the randomest. How I couldn't. It was like there was 18 stray cats in a fucking room, and I'm trying to hurdle them. And Benny Darso, who's a great comedian, is a real tight operator. He goes, "That was the best and the worst thing I've seen at the same time." It was a fucking roller coaster. And I got off the stage. Normally I'm in party mode. Like, some people looked like they hated me. Other people were like, this is the best comedian I've ever seen. I got the most amount of photos I've ever had after a gig. I had to have another half an hour nap. I was so fucking exhausted. It took the life out of me.
Oh, that's great, man. That's what Brew Dudes prepares you for.
Oh, it
just
was
wrangling.
You know what? It was a Brew Dude show on a cruise ship.
Oh,
and,
man.
And they were fucking with me. They were making up their names. They were changing jobs. Like, it was, I don't know. It was just chaos, but I loved it.
Oh, man, that is fantastic. Well, at least you didn't go into autopilot. You know, sometimes some comedians are just like, look, I'm just going to go on my allocated time. It's not my fault. They're all fucking drunk.
Yeah,
I'm here to, you know what I mean? Whereas you like, you know, molded yourself to it, you know, which is good.
I stayed with it. And the best part was the next night when I'm in the big theater, I was like, who came to the show last night? And everyone's like, there's a whole group about maybe 80 people like, yeah. And I was like, all right, well, this time in this show, you guys shut the fuck up and you're going to actually hear me do comedy. And they're like, woo.
Yeah.
And they're like, they got to enjoy 2 shows because they didn't see me do 1 fucking joke the night before.
Wow, that's incredible. What, for 50 minutes?
55 minutes.
That's crazy, man.
And I did 1 joke at the end. I was like, you've got to let me get this one out. I've got to finish on a joke so I look professional. And they're like, nah, give, because there were so many cops in the audience. Like, go back to giving the cops shit. And I was like, oh, my God.
Oh, dude.
I don't know what was happening.
That is just incredible.
But, that, man, so like, it was like a panic. You know when you're on, you're like, can I please get back? It was like a country gig.
Yeah.
And it was like the most feral, like New Zealanders, Americans and Australians all in one room.
Oh, that's good. Man, that's great. Yeah, my brother, I went and visited him in Sydney and he stopped me really bad.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I did a gig and then I went to his house and then he's always drinking fucking, he always buys shit at Aldi. He's got like the Aldi pale ales. Give me two Aldi parallels. That's fine. He's like, do you want a dark and stormy? I said, yeah, of course I would love a dark and stormy. Have a dark and stormy. And he goes, did you want something a bit harder? And I said, yeah. And then he brings it. I think he's going to give me whiskey. I thought he had whiskey. He gives me a three finger glass of Drambuie.
Oh, dude, Drambuie is the worst thing in the world.
You meant to have like three drops of it and then eight cubes of ice. He gave me three fingers of Drambuie. Fucking awful.
Drambuie is the only, this may sound very rare, it's the only alcohol I can't drink.
Yeah, it's...
it's the only alcohol I can't drink.
The next day we got up and I was like, you know, you just... it wasn't even a bender, but we're just like, oh my God, my head, it's fucked.
My dad loves Drambuie. I think we've talked about this before. He's obsessed with Drambuie. That's his favourite spirit.
I think we've had Drambuie at his house.
I refuse to. I remember one time he got our cousin, Dave, who was over here doing the spirits the other night.
Yeah.
And Dave was mowing Dad's lawn for him, and he's like, you know, sweaty or whatever, and Dad's like, watch this. And because Drambuie is clear, so Dad goes out, and Dave thinks it's a cold glass of water and just fucking throws it back because it's 45 degrees and it's a full glass of Drambuie. I've never seen someone hit the deck so quickly.
Oh, dude, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that's great.
He's like, watch this. I'm going to give you our 18-year-old cousin alcohol poisoning.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was, we went, the poor bugger He usually crushes me at sports or whatever, and I destroyed him at climbing, even though I hadn't climbed in like 3 months or
You're in a hot streak at the moment. You're untouchable. You've beaten me at basketball. Something else that pissed me off. You beat me at
pickleball. But pickleball. Yeah, I've been practicing, so that kind of doesn't count.
No, there's something else you beat me at the other week, and I was like, fuck me, I haven't got one in a long time.
Oh yeah, I beat you on the hills of the mountain biking.
No, I'm not classifying that. I was sick. You know, I was vomiting in my helmet. That is not a win. Maybe I'll give you that, but yeah. You were fighting a wounded man, you know? I was in the trenches of Gallipoli.
He was ruined. Then we came back and we just sat. Well, we checked out The Wrong Way Around. Episode 2 looks great.
Man, it looks so good because I hadn't seen a lot of Ep 2. I saw some of the rough cuts. You've seen some more of the final products. But I got home. I was on the cruise ship for 2 nights. I couldn't get reception. So when I get home, I put episode 2 on. I love it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud. I go back to episode 1. Watch that again. Yeah. And then I watched episode 2 again. I watched it 3 times around. I fucking loved it.
Well, we were like, okay, let's have... my brother and I were like, we became obsessed with YouTube channels. We looked up a few different ones because we looked up a few tracks we want to do. I went to Canberra. I did a couple of shows in Canberra on the weekend, and my mate Josh, who we go riding with, his mum lives in Canberra.
Yeah.
And he said... and he goes mountain biking as well. And he said, we should do a show there... and then we go to Stromlo. He said it's a great track. Goes for like, you can either go, you can take you 8 minutes to get down, or it can take you like half an hour to get down. He said it's just like 20 Ks of flow.
Really?
Just good shit. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
Man, I've got this regional, well, by the time this comes out, you'd have seen it. I've got a regional tour called the Grip It and Rip It Comedy Tour.
Going
to all these little country towns all across New South Wales, Queensland, whatever. And I've got one scheduled in Canberra. So I'll just get you onto that show.
Yeah. I talked to the booker guys.
From Canberra?
Yeah. I talked to them on the weekend.
Perfect.
But, yeah, they told me. So we looked at a couple of videos of Stromlo. And then
Canberra's not even that far. We could just go any weekend.
Yeah, it is pretty far. It's kind of far. It's like 6 hours.
That's fuck all, dude. That's like it. You can get there in a day. You really
remember last time you went to Canberra?
I did. I went there on a dirt bike.
No. You look ruined. You were ruined for like 2 days on the boring road.
But if we're riding in a car, what the fuck does it matter?
Yeah, but it's still boring. It's a boring road. It's
turned into an old soft cock. I've got to get you back out there.
No, I need 3 days to get there so I can go fucking epic tracks. You know? But we looked at a couple other videos, man, and we looked at like guys that did this track. Send us in. Make sure you get in the group. Keep a flat stick. Because I think I found our next adventure, Brett. I reckon we got to go this Billy Goat's Bluff track.
I've heard of Billy Goat's Bluff track.
Yeah, that's the one you told me you said someone died on or something. Is that right?
Yeah, I think.
Or is it around there?
It's around there because a guy I worked with, he's a full driver, and he said it was closed off for ages. And it's out near like Shepparton or something?
Well, it's, you know, it's up in the mountains near, what it says, what's it called?
Well, is it near Moe?
Brigalong. Dargo. It's near Dargo.
Near Dargo.
It's, okay. It's near the Alpine National Park. Like, it's still a bit far away. It's still 5 hours drive.
And is that the one? Okay, that might even be that savage one I taught, and I put it on a video on it, and these guys who were really good couldn't get through it.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a, yeah, that might have been the same YouTube channel I saw where the guy falls over.
Yes.
Like, and then he's just like, oh, I can't get to the top.
I can't do it.
And he's on a 450 or something.
Yeah.
Is that right? Yeah, we watched that and we were like, oh, yeah, fuck, that looks pretty rough. And, man, then we watched this guy. I want to set up an interview with him and I want to find him because the other guys seemed a bit, I don't know, professional or I don't know, whatever.
Not our vibe.
But then there's this other guy called the Apprentice Adventurer.
Yeah.
And I subscribed to his YouTube channel. I'm going to give him a plug because he fucking rules.
Really?
What? Yeah, he's got a DRZ 400. And he just fucking, he crosses this river crossing by himself that's insane.
Really?
Like, it's basically up to the handlebars, and it's got a current, like a pretty heavy current. Crosses it, goes to another crossing that's like 10 times as bad. He's like, well, fuck that. I'm not doing that. That's really bad. You know, and there's no shame in that. But then goes and does the other one again. It's fucking insane, dude. And he's like a really cool dude. He
why does he call himself the Apprentice Adventurer?
Oh, because, you know, he's like us, man. He's just dipping his heels in, but he's a lot more experienced. He's a lot better than us. But he's fucking, yeah, so good. And then he destroys Billy Goat's track. But then he tells us about this other one called like Blue Nag Road or something that's near there. And it looks awesome, man. Yeah, Blue Rag Range Track, I think it's called.
Yeah.
And, man, it looks so good. It's on top of a ridge line. Looks amazing, man. Yeah.
Well, and our bikes are going to get up there, are they?
Well, that's the thing, man. These guys are on, like, DRZs, 450s.
They're on light bikes.
They're on light bikes. And I reckon, yeah, we got to tackle them on the...
God, I need to get better.
600s.
God damn it.
Man, yeah, it's going to be, I don't know, man. It sucks. Look, GoPros suck, man, because you really can't see how steep it is.
Oh, man, I was even watching Hardline. I was watching the highlights of Hardline last night, just fucking frothing on it, like how insane it is.
Yeah.
But when you look at the footage compared to when it goes to the GoPro, it's like, oh, yeah, I could do that. And then they show you an actual camera at the bottom. You're like, I wouldn't even stand on that fucking thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, yeah, exactly. This Apprentice Adventurer guy, though, he's so cool. And he's just, you know, you just see some guys and they're humble.
Yeah.
Like, this guy's like, hey, this is an awesome view. Look at this. Like, oh, that was the best ride. Yeah.
He
destroys, like, a lot of the other channels we saw were like, these guys are a bit soft. Yeah. They're a bit, I don't know, soft.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then he was like, he's a hard ass. He's fucking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, yeah, check him out.
And is he based in Victoria?
Yeah, I think so, man. I'm going to, I want to try and get an interview with him. I reckon it'd be sick.
Yeah, message him.
Like, yeah, we got to message him because he was really cool. But, yeah, we love all those YouTube channels that are coming on, but we did think there is a gap. Trying to persuade my brother to start his own because he'll have the GS800. If we bring him along, if we get a GS800, a Billy Goat's track, and our two bikes, that's sick, you know, because you see it in all the comments. They're all like, yeah, fucking Yamahas, the old DRZs, they do great, you know. We're like... But if we get our pigs up there, man, it'll be awesome.
I haven't looked at this. I've got to have a look at this track again properly before I commit to it. But is it possible?
Nah, man, you're in.
Am I?
Yeah, you're in.
I'm in?
Yeah, you're in.
Just remember you're talking to the head financial officer of Flatstick over here.
Yeah,
right?
No, you're in. You got to do it.
Yeah, but I'm like the other guys. I'm soft. I want to have a good time. I want to make it to the top.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't want to be...
It's part of the good time, though.
It like, is.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I don't want to be throwing my helmet into a bush again, you know.
Yeah, but that's your part of your temperament, Brett. You got to just chill out. Let it ride, baby.
Nah.
If it falls over, it's having a laugh. It's great.
Nah, you know, that's not how I operate.
You got to learn off the border bunch, you know?
Mate, I'm an angry man.
We're all relaxed.
I don't relax until I got it done. I'm only happy when I complete something, you know? We're different. Nick, you might not believe this, but we're different people.
No, mate. You'll be right. The more you go, the more you'll have a laugh. Chill out. It's fine. But yeah, you're in. So yeah, Billy
Goat, you're in.
So you go to Billy Goat's Bluff, but then also there's this place there that I really want to do. There's this famous this bridge track where you go through 17 water crossings, and I think you'd enjoy that a whole lot more. But you can do them at the same time.
Right.
So one day we'll do, I think it's Margate's Bridge or something like that. We'll do that. That's like 17 water crossings. It looked fucking awesome, man. Looked amazing.
Wait, so this would
amazing
be like a week-long adventure, so Margo's would connect to Billy Goat?
Yeah, I think we could do like 3 days or something.
Yeah.
And then we stay in Dargo. All those other guys camped, but I think we'll probably go in winter when it'll be fucking cold and possibly snow up there. And then go through the river crossings as well. So that'll be good, man.
But can we have one ride where I'm not freezing?
Yeah, no.
Okay, I thought I'd check. I thought I
yeah,
would
we
check.
Could. We could, but we would have to do it this week. Otherwise, we've got
to
wait
go
for a year.
Now.
Yeah, yeah. We might have to wait. But you never know, man. We might not get time till October or November.
I don't think we're going to have time till then. You know what I mean? And we've still got the fucking second series, the Tasmanian series to edit through. I'm sucking excited.
I was
to get
thinking about that, man, the other day, going through that snow. That was awesome.
It was pretty cool. But imagine if you were off-road going up a snowy, fuck, that would be that'd be interesting.
That's pretty fucking cool.
It's pretty cool if you make it. But I just need a seafood chowder at the top of the mountain and I'll make it.
No, I don't think there's no seafood chowder.
I need
chowder.
A seafood chowder, dude. I do not do cold weather without a seafood chowder, okay? That's my only rule. It's the only rule I have.
You know, I was bringing Prince Charles along with me.
Yeah.
You know?
But that's the way I'm a fancy man. I need my chowder, you know?
So it was really cool. Then, Brett, I got to see a cool thing. I did a show in Newcastle and.
Tell us about this tour, by the way. I was like, so you were supporting Ruben Solo and you did like heaps of towns up the coast. I didn't understand where you were. Where'd you go?
Ruben Solo, great act, man. He's got like a big following on YouTube and Instagram. And I just did supports for him. I just thought it'd be a cool experience. And it was awesome, man. We had a great time. We did Wodonga, which I was like, man, why don't you do Albury? Like Wodonga's the one you never really hear about, you know?
Mm.
Sorry for the Wodonga listeners out there.
But that's the thing. We go Albury. And
Why don't you go Albury? I think that's where the theatres are. Anyway, he found this small kind of event space / pub.
Yeah.
And we had like 30 or 40 in the audience. And the stand-up I'm doing is probably pretty weird at the moment. And then he does weird shit as well. So I was like, saw the clientele that walked in. And most of them were army, like big fucking guys. And I was like, we're fucked. We are fucked. Like, this is going to be awful.
You know what they like? Me in a motorbike jacket going, hoo-ah, I'm going to milk your big titties.
Yeah, just stuff like that. And they fucking loved it.
Really?
Yeah, they really got into it. We're like, what the hell?
You can never pick it.
You can never pick it, man. Never pick it. And then I told this story before on Phone Hacks, but it's pretty funny. These two young girls walk in that were part of the crew after the show. And they're like, we're like, did you want to buy some merch? And they're like, no, we were just wondering, we were talking to the boys and we were wondering if you guys wanted to come and sing karaoke with us.
Like, hell yeah.
So we're like, hell yeah. Went to this bar afterwards in Albury and saw some of the best karaoke ever. Saw a dude full Linkin Park style screaming.
Which song?
I forget which one it was.
Like, everything you say to me, push it once, get close to the edge.
It was something like, it was one of their later ones.
Yeah,
and
right.
He was doing the full scream.
Really?
It was awesome. Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was great. And I put down for a song, but they didn't have a very good collection there. I've got to say, Brett, None of my classics were on the list.
Oh, what do you piss me? There's Cream?
No, no Cream. No Rosanna by Toto.
Rosanna.
Yeah, and they didn't have... No, there was another one that I always sing. But
what
yeah,
is that
it
one
was,
you sing that you always sing that Michael Jackson
oh,
one,
yeah, You Are Not Alone. Yeah, they didn't have that on the list either.
One pedophile singing to another pedophile? Yeah. Fuck, dude.
So, yeah, so that was good, man. Yeah, and then we did Canberra Comedy Festival. That was sick. Great venues, man. Canberra is a weird place, though. It is.
Man,
it's odd.
Yeah, I can't really pick it. There's a lot of money around and there's not. It's cool. I mean, yeah. I suppose it's just a made-up town. You know what I mean?
It doesn't really have a middle class. It's you're either see people fully on meth and just run down shops or, like, real boutique things.
Yeah, some of the restaurants, you're like, because there'd be so much cash because of all the politicians and shit. You know what I mean? They'll just be throwing it around there.
I feel like you've either got that or you got something like that place like Smith's Bookstore that's like real hippie-ish only takes like cash. You know what I mean?
Oh, does it doesn't take cash still?
It probably takes card, but it seems like that kind of place.
That
you know?
Vibe?
Yeah, yeah. Kind of that weird smell, you know? So that was cool. And then, yeah, we went to Sydney, which is, man, Sydney audiences are so good. They're amazing.
I think they're better than Melbourne.
They really get it. Yeah. They really get it, man. They're wild, but they're also attentive.
They listen. They're cool, but they don't mind fucking around
as
well.
Yeah, they get into it. Yeah,
yeah, they get into it.
Yeah, they were awesome. And then, yeah, Newcastle nearly, I would say, just as good. Newcastle fucking went off. Yep. I don't know why. It just goes so well in Newcastle. They were weirded out. But they were kind of weirded out in a way that was accepting. Like,
was that the Newcastle Comedy Club?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was awesome. And then went back to Sydney for another extra show, and that was sick as well. Then, man, did the 8-hour drive back yesterday. So good.
Wait,
fucking
Sydney.
Hell, man. Yeah,
did
yeah.
Did you drive all the way up there, or did you guys all go in a car together?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
How many times do you have KFC?
Once.
That's pretty good.
I had it twice in 1 week. Before that. So, yeah. Had some good Palmers, though. Had some great Palmers. Fantastic.
Roadstop Palmers.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, that was good. But, man, when I was in Newcastle, the guys from Method Brewing said, man, do you want to check out the space? Because you and I are going to be in Newcastle at the same time for Newcastle Comedy Festival.
Did I send you those? I think I'm there the same time as you, aren't I?
Yes, yeah.
So should we do a show then?
Yeah, that's what I've discussed this with you before. Yes. But yeah, and I looked at the space.
Email my manager.
Yeah, yeah. you said email my manager.
Bigdicks@ littlechode@hotmail.com.
But yeah, the space looks good. Talk to Gav from Method Brewing.
Yeah.
And he said, man, come down in the morning because we're doing our canning. And I put a few stories up.
I saw that. It looked great.
Man, it was sick.
I love watching those machines just do that shit. You can watch it for hours.
Man, it was so cool what he was telling us. He said they can like every 3 months to keep the beer fresh.
Yeah, right.
So they don't want to store it for too long.
Oh, so they just have like low stock numbers so it's super fresh.
Yeah, yeah, man. So they get the cans and then they get the tops for the cans. Mm. They're just there at the brewery. Then this portable canning machine comes in one of those big Merc vans, right?
A big
just fucking wheel that out, and they just can it and then just put it back in the van.
And
go and can it some other fucking brewery.
Fuck, that's all right.
That's insane, huh?
That's a good idea.
A portable canning place.
That could be our next adventure.
Yeah.
We could be the canning boys.
So it's cool, man. I reckon we start we're friends with so many breweries. Friends with Bodriggy, Bolter. We're friends with The Mill, Banks Brewing, Kangaroo Island. Fucking, I want to do a series where we just go around and watch canning. How good is that, huh?
Canning at different venues?
Yeah, yeah.
Check
out this canning.
Man, as long as I can sink cans while watching the canning, I'm fucking stoked.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, yeah. And the smell is fucking amazing.
Oh.
Like yourself, probably had a few too many beers on the road and I didn't feel like it the next day. The moment I walked in, got that smell, of the fresh beer being canned, I was like, I'm in.
I've had a 3-day bender and I was like, you're having 3 days off and now you're talking about canning. I want a cold beer.
It was so good, man. It was really, really cool. And so, guys, keep your ear to the ground. But Newcastle people.
Newcastle, so is there a good, is it a good space for a show? Tell us about it.
Yeah. I went and had a look at the space. It's great. Okay. Yeah. I've got to discuss the schematics with you. You know, what we'll do, whether we'll make it ticketed or whether they just want people there or whatever.
Yeah.
But there was a good, it was a good space. It'll be fine.
I'm keen. Yeah. Guys, so yeah, tomorrow my new regional tour, I'm hitting all these fucking towns tomorrow. Check it out. Or today when you get this. It's called Brett Blake's Grip and Rip It Comedy Tour. Kappa's joining me for a lot of those dates as well. We're doing like Dubbo, Glen Innes. We're doing so many fucking dates. That'll be sick. Make sure you watch episode 1 and 2. Please hit the subscribe button. Hit the like button. Write a nice comment. It just fucking makes the algorithm show it to more people. Nick, anything else? We got Brew Dudes coming up in Melbourne. We've got guys, 3 shows. Brew Dudes, one of them's nearly sold out.
Brew Dudes is really selling well. We can't explain why, but...
We're 2 weeks out and we're going to add a show.
Yeah, we'll probably add a show. So make sure you get into that. Also, my comedy show starts next week, my Melbourne Comedy Festival show. Meet Oblong.
Whoa.
Check it out. Look, guys, I'm pretty good for tickets at the moment on the weekends and stuff like that. But during the week, if you want to bring some friends or whatever, DM Flatstick or DM me and I might be able to give you a little code.
Whoa.
If you're a listener.
Man, I've seen the show. It's excellent. I highly recommend it. I pissed myself for an hour solid. I fucking love it.
Yeah, but that was due to you drinking 8 beers beforehand and not going to the toilet.
That's not funny, dude. Right. I would never piss in your
show. That was terrible.
It
was only a 20-seat room and you filled it with piss.
I just kept going. I was
full of piss.
Well, in my defense, I thought I was squirting. And I thought I was so horny from the show, but it turns out it was piss.
Actually, two other women were squirting.
Okay, hard to tell.
Yeah.
Squirting the whole
time.
Okay, bring your raincoats. It's a fucking crazy show. But yeah, check us out for our touring dates. Please watch the episode 1 and 2. We fucking love that. If you see any clips that you like as well online, fucking give them a share around. It all helps, yeah.
Yeah.
But until next time, guys, keep it flat. Shtick.